Ladies, do you want to smell like Rihanna? Jay-Z opens a chicken wing spot. Lil' Kim Charlotte hair salon is a failure. Young Money doesn't like dark-skinned women. And Omarion defends his gayness. Next on the Stylistic Report. What the business is, everybody? It's Miss Stylistic, and I'm in tune with T-Mill. Ready to serve you all the deets from the streets on Tuesday's Stylistic Report for January 11th. The gossip has been blazing hot this weekend. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Ladies, do you want to smell like R&B superstar Rihanna? Well, for Valentine's Day, tell your mate to get you her brand new fragrance, Rebel Fleur, which means rebel flower in English, okay? See, Rihanna wants to make sure she leaves a sexy memory on you when you wear her perfume, and for only $49, you can immerse yourself in the scents of vanilla, amber, fruits, and florals and make your own damn sexy memory, okay? Did I just do a commercial? Cut the check, Riri. Check out Rihanna's sexy perfume ads and the sexy, sexy bottle of Rebel Fleur on Be Stylistic. So you thought owning a record label, a clothing line, a nightclub, and Beyonce was enough for Jay-Z? Nope. The Jigga Man just invested in a chicken wing spot called Buffalo Boss with his mom, sister, and first cousin right in the heart of Brooklyn. Pound shout out to Mr. Carter for keeping it all in the family on this one. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, let me know how them chicken wings taste, okay? Hey, do you guys remember when Lil' Kim and her cousin Catrice Jones made a big deal about the opening of their hair salon in Charlotte, North Carolina? Well, honey, Kim's cousin Catrice has resorted to some real ghetto tactics in the management of it, and it's now closed. Lil' Kim's cousin wasn't paying the employees, and she even owed her landlord over $15,000 in her own rent, not to mention that she wasn't paying the salon's rent either. Wow, either Lil' Kim's cousin is a crackhead on the low, or she's just been living way beyond her means and it finally caught up with her. Well, BeStylistic.com obtained a letter from a disgruntled employee that I believe was meant for Wendy Williams and not us. But you could check it out on the site and see all the mess that Catrice Jones was over there doing with that salon. I know Lil' Kim is done with her, okay? Word got out in a very long letter from a dark-skinned model chick that a few of the rappers from the Young Money camp are color-struck, meaning that they are prejudiced against dark-skinned women. Now, we know this doesn't make any sense when the majority of them are dark-skinned, but yeah, I'm going to leave that alone because you need to head over to Be Stylistic and get into how I laid it out right for them. The main one who is a surprise to everyone is so dark skinophobic, is that a word? Yeah, it's Lil Wayne. And the girl seemed to have brought up how could he be so prejudiced against a dark skinned woman when his daughter is dark skinned. See what Lil Wayne's response to her was, and see what my response was to everybody. Now, of course, they denied the accusations that were outlined in the letter, but Miss Stylistic's been on a Young Money video set before. And I can confirm that most of these members that are dark-skinned have a sick problem with their own self-hate. Like I said, head over to BeStylistic.com because this is one story everybody needs to read, okay? I know the last Stylistic Report had a lot going on, and I ended it with Razzby's brother, Ricky Romance, confirming that Omarion was fully gay. Okay, so like Saturday, a press release went out from a quote-unquote Omarion confessing to being bisexual and basically coming out the closet for the world. Hey, Omarion. Now, you guys know the internet went up in a frenzy over this news. And when the real Omarion found out about it, of course he denied being gay and loving women, period. He also went on Funkmaster Flex's radio show to deny ever writing that fake-ass press release and once again claiming that he likes women, period. Although I do not believe that he wrote that PR stunt, I still do believe that he's one of the girls and that he used to let Bow Wow and other men plan his long, beautiful hair. Okay. Look at here, my time is up. But you know you can read more on these stories at your favorite blog spot, BeStylistic.com. And pound get into it with more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic, okay? Don't miss the report on Thursday.